good.
Yes, very nice. You should snore more often.
That's great. That's really great.
Yeah. I disagree.
We're going to... Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Nobody should snore more often.
Is it all a dream, or is it radio theater on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland? This may be the Sudden Radio Project for July 25th, 2005.
Wake up, buddy. We have a show to do. Come on. Wake up.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you know this guy?
You think he's okay?
I don't know. Sir. Sir. Excuse me. Are you okay?
I'm sleeping.
Are you alright?
I'm sleeping.
We're just wondering if you're alright.
I'm fine.
Whatever. See you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Hey, Baker. This is Campo.
This is Baker. What's up?
Where are you at?
I'm over by the LRT. Where are you?
I'm on the north side of Craddock Hall. We got a homeless guy crashed out on the grass over here.
Be right over. Want me to call the psych squad?
Yeah, please. He don't look so good.
Jesus, I can smell him from here.
I'll go in then.
Remember, turn and breathe. Turn and breathe.
Yeah, thanks. Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Huh? What?
Are you all right, sir?
I'm sleeping.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. You interrupted my slumber.
I'm sorry, sir. You can't sleep here.
I'm very tired.
I'm sorry.
I'm very tired.
You can't sleep here.
I was just resting.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't bothering anybody.
I'm sorry, but I can't let you sleep here.
I was just resting.
Do you have someplace else you could stay?
No, I don't.
Do you know anyone in town?
No, I don't.
Then why did you come here?
I don't know. Some reason.
There's not any place you can stay?
No, I already told you, for fuck's sake.
Sir, I...
What am I doing wrong?
Sir.
What am I doing wrong?
I need you to calm down,
can
sir.
Can I even have a rest?
You can't sleep here.
Not even a little rest?
Now...
Leave me alone.
Sir.
I'm going.
Sir.
Can't even have a rest.
Sir, I need you to stop where you are.
What am I doing wrong? Tell me, what am I doing wrong?
Sir?
What am I doing wrong?
We're just trying to help you, sir.
I was just sleeping. Can I just sleep?
Not here, sir.
For fuck's sake, leave me alone!
Sir?
Stop running, sir.
Leave me alone!
We want to help you.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Look out!
Stop right there.
You want to get yourself killed.
Jesus Christ! Shit! Ow! Ow!
Oh. Are you all right?
I don't want to go to jail.
Sir?
Leave me alone.
We're going to have to place you under arrest.
No!
We're only trying to help you.
Then why are you arresting me?
To get you off the street.
Leave me alone. I don't want to go to jail.
Hey.
I don't want to go to jail.
Listen to me, would you?
I don't want to go to jail.
Listen, if you stay calm, we won't put the handcuffs on you.
What am I doing wrong?
Sir.
I'm not bothering anybody. I was just trying to sleep.
Are you able to stand, sir?
I'm very tired. I don't want to go to jail.
Come on, up you go.
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
This way, sir.
I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was not doing anything wrong.
As you requested, a large whiskey with a little lime.
And a muffin, please.
As you wish.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Do you mind if I mean, is this seat taken?
No. Please, sit down. I'd love the company.
Thank you. I'm Margaret Glynthaw. People call me Maggie.
Hello, Maggie. I'm Evelyn Thorndyke. Are you here on holiday?
Well, yes. Actually, I've... It's just sort of a reward. You know, something I just sort of deserved. And you?
Your muffin, miss. Anything for you, miss?
Yes, I don't know. What do you suggest?
She'll have a cognac.
Oh, cognac. Yes, thank you.
A large cognac.
Yeah, very good. And to eat, miss?
Yes. No. No, thank you. Yes. I'll have a... Do you have a Stilton?
Oh, yes, miss. Very fresh. Wedge of Stilton. Bread, miss?
Yes, please.
Very good.
Thank you. Did you say that you lived here?
I didn't say. You might say I've an open-ended schedule. I'm here indefinitely. Are you...
Alone? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Quite alone.
No boyfriend? Husband, lover?
Oh, no. Oh, dear me. Oh, no, well, I just had a, you know, a bad thing, and, oh, you know, with a guy.
Split up?
Oh, yes, quite that.
There we are, ladies. Anything else, miss?
No, thank you. Cognac. That would be quite all, then.
Very good, ladies. Very good.
Bottoms up, then, love. Go ahead. It'll do you good. Go on.
I'm really just a, you know, a sipper. I prefer to sip it, really, you know.
Nonsense. Take a good gulp. Go on, then. Have your way with it.
Well,
take it on.
If you think I should. Oh.
There now. Doesn't that feel good? What happened with your guy now? Tell me. Doesn't do to keep this sort of stuff inside, you know.
Oh, well, I think I can trust you. Oh, well, just to my head. Oh, strong. Burns going down. Well, to tell you the truth... Well, we're getting along. And then we weren't getting along. And I mean, the devil is in the details, isn't it? But then, I mean, even if a couple isn't getting along, they have to stay together and figure it out, don't they? It's not cricket to give up hope so soon, is it? Don't you agree? I mean, they ought to work it out, hadn't they? I say, they both ought to work it out, hadn't they both?
Absolutely. Here, have another sip. But he didn't?
Well, no. I caught him stepping out with some of those young secretaries from the pool, you know. He was none too smart about it, come to that. He was none too smart, period.
Was? He was? You mean he isn't too smart?
Well, Evelyn, I don't know how to... I mean... You ain't no snitch, are you? You look like one of the right sort of... Tell you the truth, it's been burning inside. I mean, can you tell? Really, you're no copper, are you?
What on earth are you on about?
It's like this. My lad, we had a bit of an accident, and, well, he had a bit of a nasty fall.
Good Lord, you killed him.
Well, he had it coming. I could see he wasn't going to amount to much. Not very ambitious. He was just going to run around breaking a lot of poor girls' hearts. I couldn't very well let that happen, could I then?
Well, what do you know? I mean, what are the odds?
Look here now. You won't tell, will you? I'm not going to jail for him. Look here now. You won't tell, will you? I'm not going to jail for him. It was the perfect fall, and I've got a little money out of it, so I'm off. And I won't go to jail for him, or...
You needn't worry, Maggie. You're safe with me. I'm the last person to call the cops. I wouldn't be caught dead near the cops.
You wouldn't be caught... What do you mean?
What do you think I mean? How odd the coincidence. Think, what could I mean?
What? What? You mean you too? Are you telling me Evelyn Thaldyke?
Thorndyke.
Thorndyke? Evelyn Thorndyke. That you, too, did away with your man?
Yes. Had to be done. No other way. Rid the earth of the scoundrel I did. Unscrupulous business practices, too. I'm telling you, Maggie, it was the only thing to be done. Don't look at me that way. You're no better. And I'm telling you, he was a rotter from the first water, and the world will be a much better place without him. Fortunately, he was filthy rich, and I managed to...
Tell me, how did you do it?
Oh, never mind that now. Look, have you noticed that guy in the corner of the cafe with the green cashmere sweater and that jet black hair?
Yes. When I came in just now, he's got the most chocolate brown eyes, like freshly made mousse.
Yes, well, he also handed me this card just before you arrived.
Mirador 516. I don't get it.
The Mirador Hotel? Round the corner.
Oh, I see. He's asking you up. I see. I mean, should I leave you? Am I in the way?
To the contrary, my young bloodstained lovely. Why don't we invite him over? He doesn't know us. We don't know him, and...
You're wicked. What are you plotting?